And I like to hear nationally syndicated shows that have no connection to my community.
What do you like to hear on the radio?
I like to hear more commercials than music.
These sound bites are fake, because we can't really find anybody who likes commercial radio stations.
I like to hear the same songs just over and over again.
Keep it tuned in to 88.5. We have all kinds of music, and we care more about what you want to hear than what some corporation wants us to play. WMNF 88.5, listener-supported radio, as it should be.
Listener-supported radio, as it should be. This is WMNF Tampa 88.5 FM. Community-conscious radio is the kids like to say. Alvon, buddy, great show. Loved it. I don't know if you saw the email, but someone loved the Come and Get Your Love song at the end. So I was just letting you know, buddy. Just letting you know. But hey, you are tuned in, as the promo just said, listener-supported radio. And what we do is we bring you individual shows every week. Alvon brings you Two Worlds, which is an indigenous radio. You won't hear anything like it. What we do here on Musicians Wanted, I'm your host, Ryan, by the way, is we bring you live local music. That's what we do. So for the first hour from 11 to midnight, tonight is no exception. We reach out in and around town, and we find artists that are out there doing it, pouring their blood, sweat, and tears into the music and trying to make it happen, and bring them into the studio so you can hear live music and also hear music that's in your own backyard. And the second hour, we do much of the same thing, only it's recorded stuff. Myself, Melissa, who's not in tonight, but my partner in crime, Melissa, we go out and around town, find CDs and recorded stuff, and scour the internet for music that you can hear in your own backyard. And actually, the theme song as well that Joe Kosis was so gracious for me to let me use, this is a song called Russian 2. This is a local composer, by the way. So all the stuff you hear on this show, these are folks that you can support in the Tampa Bay area, Lakeland and beyond. So speaking of support, we are in the midst of our pledge drive. As you know, we've been talking about it this weekend. We're going to be going all week, but each show has a goal, and each show has a pledge goal that we need to reach in order to support this non-profit cause. So our goal tonight is $700, and the best way that you can do that is to call us right now. It's 813-238-8001 is the phone number. That's 813-238-8001. You can go online at WMNF.org. Each show has a tip jar. Musicians Wanted is this show. So if you like the idea of supporting a show like this that supports the local music, then hit up the tip jar. You can drop something in there. We're going to be talking about it all night. We got 2 hours. We're going to be talking different things you can do. Circle of friends. We're going to be talking about different levels of donations, different levels of pledges that you can do. But before we get too far into that, we're going to have what we normally do, some live music on. I got my boy Justin in here. Thanks for coming out, buddy.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for having me.
I'm excited. This is cool. So for the past couple of weeks, I've had bands on, which is awesome. I love bands. Mm-hmm. It's great. We're in the back studio, which I showed you, but it's chaotic. I mean, you know, you got drum kits set up. I mean, last week we had a 6-piece band on, Spirit and the Cosmic Heart, and they did a phenomenal job, and it was great music, but it's insane.
It is. When I was like 17, 18, I was in a band that had 8 members, and it was like just sound checks were just chaos.
Daunting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's that. So whenever I have a show like this where I have, you know, single artists come in unplugged, I'm like,
you know, it makes it very agile.
It does. But for me, this is actually this type of music, and not to downplay, you know, the plugged in sound and the heartbeat sound, but for me, this is the stuff that I get into, kind of like the nitty gritty, you know, unplugged, you know, no special effects type thing. You know, there's no click track, there's no this, there's no that. It's just someone playing and singing.
Oh, well, to clarify, I did bring my upright bass player, but he fell into that puddle that's in the driveway there.
For those who don't know, actually, and you joke, but on the other side of the building, there's like this moat in the parking lot.
Yeah, he's gone.
It's ridiculous. So, all right, so we're going to jump in. Let's jump into a song. So Justin's in here. He's promoting. He just came out with a new, I guess it wouldn't be considered an EP, right? Because
it's full length.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's full length.
It's an LP. One Trip Little
mm-hmm.
is that. The name of the album is Cheap Bibles, which I love. I love that. I don't know who came up with that, but was that you?
That was.
Yeah. That's all Justin. So that's a great title. So Cheap Bibles is the name of the album, and One Trip Little is the artist that he's going by.
Yeah. Sometimes it's a band name, sometimes it's my name, depends who shows up to the gig.
Yeah. It's good. It covers everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. And is that also the website?
Yep, onetriplittle.com.
Onetriplittle.com. So we're going to talk to Justin tonight during the first hour. We're also going to be reaching out to you guys for pledges and whatnot. So while he's playing and while we're talking, feel free to call 813-238-8001. Pledge your support for this show. What's the first song we're going to hear out of the gate?
Her Eyes May Be Blue.
Awesome, man. Take it away.
All right.
There's a Bible in my bag and a knife in my boot, wrinkling my tie and a crease in my suit. A stranger gives water to a man on the street. Would rather have a dollar if not for the heat. Yesterday's the past and tomorrow may never come. For you give up and decide you are done. Today's most vital history of time. So do what you must to continue the climb. Romance is quite like a curse and a blessing, a spell that ruins and blinds. The cracks come bonded with gold and beauty, and that's what I pray I find. For all man wants is to be missed when he's out there, someone to greet him when he's home. A woman to warm him while he's feeling lonesome, help him not feel so alone. As my mind is this day, and I always surrender, let my heart lead the way. My gut show true north, and my mind is full of sound. And though she's gone, oh, I'm still around. A meal and a coffee, oh, welcome anytime. And apologies mean nothing if forgiveness is a crime. A pretty face is no beauty if backed by no soul. And her eyes may be blue, but her heart's black as coal. Romance is quite like a curse and a blessing, a spell that ruins and blinds. The cracks come bonded with gold and beauty, and that's what I pray I find. For all man wants is to be missed when he's out there, someone to greet him when he's home. A woman to warm him while he's feeling lonesome, help him not feel so alone. Sing a spell that ruins and blinds. The cracks come bonded with gold and beauty. That's what I pray I find. For old man wants his missed when he's out there, someone to greet him when he's home. A woman to warm him while he's feeling lonesome, help him not feel so alone.
Nice. I love it.
Thank you, sir.
If I had a lighter, it'd be going right now. That was a tune called Her Eyes May Be Blue, and that's One Trip Little sitting here with us tonight during the live music portion of the show during our pledge drive, which you can get in on by giving us a buzz at 813-238-8001. All right, so I want to talk to you about a couple things.
Sure.
So this is a new album that just came out, and we were talking a little bit before we went on the air, and you had mentioned this is the first album that you've done on your own in a while, or at least your first project in a while on your own.
Yes.
So before that, you were in a couple bands.
Mm-hmm.
Local? Was it locally?
Local. Yep. Yeah.
Who were they?
Okay, so I was with the Redliners for about I guess when we never broke up, but we just stopped playing a whole lot. And I was with them like full time for like 10 years. And I guess if we're still considered together, it's probably been like 13, 14 years now.
Gotcha.
But I was with Redliners and I was with the Dead Popes.
Okay.
For a long time. Okay. As well.
And then we were talking, you said that you kind of wanted to do a little bit more of a side project for yourself. Which is what this is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was it the idea to tone things down? Because those were, you said, kind of rockabilly punk bands.
Yes, yeah, they were very loud and fast and aggressive, and I still love all that so much, and I miss it every day. But I also wanted to have something that I could grow old gracefully with, and I was writing. I wasn't writing so many songs like that anymore. The stuff I was writing was this stuff that you're hearing tonight. And if I was going to use it for Redliners, Dead Popes, I would have had to change it. I would have had to kind of rehash it and electrify it differently. And I kind of wanted to keep it the way it was. And I also wanted to strip down the band because we all got our women, and some of us have our kids, and we all have jobs, and not everybody can do. The kind of, you know, I like to keep a pretty heavy show schedule, and yeah. Not everybody can, you know, is able to keep up with that. And I wanted something where, if a bunch of people could show up and play, then that's awesome. And if I have got to go do the show by myself, that's fantastic as well. Yeah. I just don't want to say no to anything.
Yeah, I gotcha. It's interesting that you've kind of come full circle, because you had mentioned you started off this way.
Yeah.
And then you got into the kind of like the heavy, not, I don't want to say heavier, but you just got into like the band stuff, mm-hmm. the band stuff. And now you're going to more of a single thing. And, you know, I find that a lot. Like, I find, especially for folks who, and we'll talk about your tour in a little bit, but especially for folks who go on the road, you know, it's just so much easier with a guitar case.
Oh, yeah.
And a mic.
Yeah, you know? In a car and yeah. Not a van. And
yeah, exactly. Car and not a van. It's just you scheduling.
Low overhead.
Yeah, exactly. So if people come, because I know they're going to love what they hear tonight. So, like, if they get into it and they go check you out on the web, which, by the way, the website is onetriplittle.com. So if they do that, they'll check you out. They'll find out what you're playing next. Is this what they can expect? Like, is it usually just you up there with a guitar, or do you normally have folks that come out to kind of fill it out a little bit?
As much as possible, and almost every show locally, Gary Nags plays upright bass with me, and he was a longtime collaborator with, he started the Dead Popes. Dead Popes were his band, and he invited me in. And then, he played on a couple on a tour with the Redliners as a Redliners fill-in bass player before. So Gary and I have been playing together for a lot of years, and he's a great electric bass player, and he's a great upright bass player, and I, you know, definitely want him part of this project. And as many shows as he can make, he comes out to. And but most of the road shows is just me solo.
Okay, all right. And I want to talk about the road shows. Mm-hmm. I want to get into that. We'll get into the meat of that. I do want to mention we are in the midst of our marathon, our pledge drive week. We started just about a day or so ago. So we're going to be coming to you all this week, Monday through Friday, and we're going to be asking for your help. We're going to be asking for donations, just to let you know how we get the ball rolling here. So we have a couple of anonymous donations that I do want to mention, and these things just came in. So we had a Circle of Friends donation for $10 a month. So that counts as a $120 pledge to this show. And it counts as a $120 pledge to this nonprofit cause that is community radio. If you don't know what Circle of Friends is, Circle of Friends is, think of it as Netflix for community radio. That's what it is. So, but the cool thing about it is you can set the tone. You can set the monthly fee that you want for that. So if you're out there and you're paying $10 a month for Netflix, you know, you're paying probably like $12 a month for Hulu now because you want that commercial free one. And then you're paying like $9 a month for Spotify. Think about that as WMNF supporting community radio that way. And what you do is you can actually name your price as little as $5 a month, $10 a month, $15, $20, whatever you want to do with that. And what that does is we hit your credit card, debit card, checking account, whatever you want to do with that. And it just goes right into this station, and it has a constant support for whatever show you want to support with that. So if you sign it up for Musicians Wanted, this anonymous donation did here, we now have a constant $120 pledge to this show every year. and it's just $10 a month for the price of a Netflix. And what you do is support that community feel, and you support community radio. And what you do is you basically feel good about it, because it's one of those things on your statement. You're like, oh yeah, that's that nonprofit station that I'm supporting. So anyway, just to throw that out there. So we had a Circle of Friends donation. We also had an anonymous donation for $20, and you can do that too. All you got to do is give us a buzz at 813-238-8001. Or you can go online at WMNF.org and hit up the tip jar. So we had an anonymous donation for $20 and a Circle of Friends donation for $10 a month, making a $120 pledge to the show. So we had $140 pledged right now, and you can get in on that by giving us a buzz at that number or going online. Thanks to those guys, and keep it coming. So I want to talk about touring.
Sure.
I know you went to Cuba.
I did. Yeah.
So that's cool. I want to talk about that. And you just came from North Carolina.
Uh-huh. Played tonight. In Raleigh last night.
And you're going next week, is it?
On the 19th, I'm going back out, and I'm going to be the opener for Dex Romweber for a couple weeks.
Okay.
And I think we're starting in Pittsburgh, and we're ending in Columbia, South Carolina, but we'll be in Chicago and Toronto and Toledo and Cincinnati and just all over up that part of the country.
So you'll be hanging out opening for him, mm-hmm. promoting your wares and whatnot.
That's right.
Yeah. So talk to me about that for a second. How involved is that? Like, what do you got to do? Because a lot of the bands, a lot of the musicians that come through here, they're all local, but for the most part, they play local. And so I'm wondering, because I imagine, do you do it all? Are you a one-man show, like manage yourself?
Yeah.
And do all
oh,
that?
Yeah, I do it all.
So what's involved, man? I mean, are you reaching out to these venues, like in different states?
Well, there's a couple ways to do it. Sometimes it's reaching out to the individual promoters at every venue and getting cleared through that. Well, first of all, if I'm going to be on as, you know, with a national act, I kind of seek their blessing.
Right.
And then, but if I'm going to go, you know, if I'm going on my own, then it's, I'm reaching out to these venues individually. And then if it's an already existing tour that I'm getting on, sometimes I still have to reach out to the folks individually. But, this time I was very lucky. I was able to just kind of get attached to an already existing set of dates, and Dex and his manager Brett were very helpful in getting me added, and it's gonna be a good time. And you know, Dex is like a guy that I've been a fan of his since I was a teenager. So we're gonna be sharing a van and basically living together for 2 weeks.
And I imagine sharing a stage. Like, I mean, you'll be playing maybe probably a couple songs together. I would imagine. Is that how it normally works?
No. We'll see. Yeah. I don't want to get too excited.
I don't want to put words in the guy's mouth. That's awesome. So, all right. So, and then Cuba, man. How in the hell did that happen?
Okay. So that was, I was in Cuba for 9 days. My wife, got us, she made arrangements to go to Cuba on, okay, so there's only a few different ways you can go if you're an American.
Okay.
You can go with a performance visa, and it's more, I'm sure there's more ways, but it changes every day.
Yeah.
You know, but
yeah,
the,
especially now.
There's a performance visa, there's an educational visa, there's, if you've got family there, you can go visit family. I do not have any family. I did not get a performance visa. We went for an educational tour. And what they do is they give you there's a Cuban official that is with you all the time, and he brings you around and shows you stuff that they want you to see. And it was awesome. But I kind of took it upon myself to get in contact with some, there's a punk band called
in Cuba
okay. called Arabio that did a U.S. tour. And I got in touch with them, and we were communicating over email, and they put me in touch with a couple other people. And then next thing I know it, I had a show set up in Havana, and it was a little not exactly legal for me to go play the show, but it happened. And and it was great, and the people there are wonderful and very accepting, I had no problems the whole time I was there. It was excellent.
That's awesome, man. I mean, the crowds, you know, what were the crowds?
Oh, well,
like? I mean, how'd that work?
They didn't understand a word I was saying, I played a lot of upbeat numbers,
okay.
And they danced their ass off. You know, it was
awesome.
it was great, and these were not like It wasn't. These look like street punks, you know, like they the punk scene in Cuba is very healthy, you know, and you know, they got anarchy tattoos and they making their studded jackets by sticking like nails through leather jackets. So, you know, it is very real, you know, they were just super welcoming and you know, I knew like six words of Spanish and they knew like six words of English and
they were able to make it
happen. And, they were just very welcoming and they stayed with me through the whole set. And I loved watching the band that I played with there was called, Estafila Coco, which is, loosely translated to staph infection. And then and they're like a street punk oi band, and it was fantastic. It was so good.
That's fantastic. Well, I want to jump into another song.
Okay.
So before we do, I do want to thank we had tons of folks who are all this week going to be donating food, because we have people, volunteers, coming in all week answering phones for us and doing stuff online. So I do want to thank Skippers for donating some food that we have in the back for our hungry volunteers. Thanks, guys. I do appreciate that. And then if you're just now tuning in, we have Justin Little in here, One Trip Little, promoting his new album. We just heard the song we heard so far, which is on the album, which is Her Eyes May Be Blue. And then we also heard, we didn't hear, actually, there's only two things we heard, only one thing we heard, but it is Pledge Drive, so I'm all over the place with my mind. So, but if you can get in on the pledge, and all you got to do is give us a buzz, it's 813-238-8001, and you can also go online at WMNF.org to pledge your support for this show. What are we going to hear next, man?
Oh, this song called You Win Some, You Lose Some, You're Lonesome. I'm a fool to think you would love me, even though I'm glad to see you go. My heart, I can't take me mistreating. I'll be gone with the morning glow. Of course you win some, you lose some, you're lonesome. And that's just the way that life goes. Just when your prayers are answered, fate comes and takes her toll. I saw her on the street this morning. She was walking arm in arm with another man. I was thinking if I'd done things a little different, but I know I've done all I can. Of course you win some, you lose some, you're lonesome. And that's just the way that life goes. Just when your prayers are answered, fate comes and takes her toll. I'm sitting in his old room. I've been drowning here since 9 a.m. I was thinking that you were my angel, and the jukebox spins that sad song again. They're saying you win some, you lose some, you're lonesome. And that's just the story of me. You're wondering why my tears are on dry. So it may be
cause you win some, you lose some, you lose some. And that's just the way that life goes. Just when your prayers are answered, fate comes and takes a toll. You win some, you lose some, you're lonesome.
That's cool, man.
Thank you.
I like that tune. You win some, you lose some, you're lonesome. And that is by One Trip Little, who's sitting here with us tonight during the first hour of the show. Hey, we got a web pledge. I am so excited. $35 from Sarah Morey. So if you're not familiar with Sarah Morey, she's actually a local artist. And she was on the show a few months back. We play her stuff all the time. She's fantastic. She's a great local musician. And she was gracious enough to pledge $35 towards this nonprofit cause. You can do that too. Go online, WMNF.org. And do it on the tip jar. We also have some phones, 813-238-8001, if you're so inclined to do that. So thank you, Sarah. I really do appreciate that. Follow her lead, why don't you? Can we talk about that tune?
Yeah.
We never got a chance to talk about Her Eyes May Be Blue, but you win some, you lose some, you're lonesome. So, all right, that particular tune, I'm picking up some 50s rock.
Oh, yeah, that's where it all comes from.
I was about to say, so that's where it all comes from. So when you're in, you know, doing like the punk scene, mm-hmm. you know, how does that bleed out into the punk music for you?
Well,
that style.
So I started when I first started playing guitar, I cut my teeth playing punk rock because that's what I could do, and then but the stuff that I loved learning how to play was, you know, Chuck Berry and Buddy Holly stuff, and I always felt real attached to it, and even back in high school, the punk songs I was writing were kind of like real like rock and rolly and 12 bars blues based, and then Redliners was very fast, and I always said that we had trouble finding some traction because we're too punk for the rockabillys and too rockabilly for the punks. You know, we're just a little too rock and rolly, but we had a great time with it.
Yeah.
And for me, it was there's never any difference in any of it. Like it was all coming from a place of energy and excitement, and it was all from the heart. And really, the only thing different about like the more acoustic stuff is just it gives me a little more room to breathe lyrically, and just gives the songs a bit more it's not so polarizing to some people that might not be into loud and fast.
See, I'm interesting you say that, breathe more lyrically, because a lot of folks that come through these doors, you know, that do that, that play acoustically, you know, they say it's obviously it's harder because you're up there without any tricks, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't have like a lead guitar to fill in. You don't have like the bass that can pick up something that you missed, or you know, whatever, vice versa. So it's really just you.
Yeah.
And so even though you're freed up lyrically, are you restrained by the vulnerability that you're up there with, or is it truly
I definitely miss the safety net that used to be my my electric guitar, my drummer, and my bass player. Like it was if I flubbed the line, no one knew. You know, no one knew what I was saying in the first place, even if I would have gotten it right. You know,
right.
And if I miss chord or I do something wrong, and I've messed up on stage, I'm worried I'm gonna mess up right now. You know, it is more vulnerable.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And everybody knows what I'm saying. So it's, so if I really write something very personal, then it's, then, you know, before it was like, it might've been, with the loud music, it was personal, but they might not make out what I was saying.
Or right.
Not know what I was doing up there. And it was just personal to me, and that was okay. But with this, you know, I'm just putting it all out there. If I'm saying it, you can hear it.
Yeah, that's right. Picking up what I'm laying down. But I imagine it's that way with this album too, right? All right, so this album's been out all this year so far?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much
all year. And then so I imagine with that, you know, shows that you play, you have at least someone in the audience who's heard a song or two before, mm-hmm. I imagine. So, you know, is that factor in there too? Like, okay, now, you know, I got this and I'm going to be playing, you know, Her Eyes May Be Blue tonight. So I should probably kind of keep it toward the album or try to purvey that. I mean, I don't know if that factors in as far as how you play every night. If you change it up a bit or if you try to, now that the album's out and you got, you know, you're trying to promote that.
I change, pretty much I tailor the sets depending on, if it's a headlining or a showcase set versus a just an opener set,
because
it's all like the time frame that I have available to me. So if it's so if I've got, you know, 35, 40 minutes to play, like I'll play, you know, I'll bring out all the barn burners, all the A list, and I'll try to keep it mostly to the album, you know, that album there to you know. I want people to buy it.
Yeah.
You know, like,
sure.
I want people to buy the music, you know, or just take it or enjoy it or, you know, sing it, something, just own it somehow, however you get it, you know? And, but if it's a longer set, like I'll definitely, I like working, and that's my opportunity to work in, you know, newer stuff that I'm trying to still kind of workshop out a little bit or something. I haven't figured out how to quite hit the note right. And so I'll mess it up mess it up in front of people.
I got you, man. So, best way to find out more and maybe look into getting the album is at the website, the One Trip Little website, or is it just coming to see you at live shows?
You can always get it at shows. It's available on the website. It's you can download it on, you know, iTunes, and it's on the Spotify and all those.
Oh, you're on all those things.
I'm on all those things. Yeah, the only thing I'm not on is Pandora said no.
Really?
But everybody else said yes.
I didn't know they could do that.
Yeah.
I thought you just uploaded it. You know, listen, I guess not.
They said, no, we're not interested.
And then I want to talk briefly about what's coming up for you, because you mentioned you're opening up, but what, you know, cities you're going to be in, and you said you're going to be out kind of basically up north, northeast?
Yes. Yeah.
Is there anything coming up in Florida at all that you got set? Or is the website the best place to go just to find out?
Website's the best place. I don't have anything booked locally right now. I just played like a week or two ago around town. And then, yeah, I just played like a week and a half ago at the local 662.
Okay.
And I try to keep, you know, like I try to keep a pretty heavy schedule, and I will play locally as often as people will book me. It just so happens that this month I'm out of town.
Out of town. Yeah. Touring musician. If you're just now tuning in, that is One Trip Little. He's sitting here with us tonight during the first hour of the show. Two songs we've heard so far. You Win Some, You Lose Some, You're Lonesome. And then Her Eyes May Be Blue. We're going to jump into another one.
Sure.
But before we do, we are in the midst of our pledge drive. So if you're just now tuning in, get in on all the excitement and go to our website, which is WMNF.org. You can also call us at 813-238-8001. And this station, if you haven't figured it out by now, is listener supported. We don't play commercials. We play what we want, and what that means is what you want, because it's community radio. So the way that this station goes is by donations. We are all volunteers here. All the programmers, Alvon, who does Two Worlds, is a volunteer at the station. Myself, who obviously I do Musicians Wanted, I'm a volunteer here at the station. Psycho Realms, which is coming up in about an hour and a half, and they'll be doing the same thing that we're doing. All those guys are volunteers. There's very few paid staff here at the station. So that's how this station goes. And if you've ever been here, which you're welcome to come, by the way, just go to our website, find the address, come during business hours. We'll give you a tour because it is community radio. It is your radio station. But check it out, man, because I was showing Justin around, and it's bigger than you think.
Oh, yeah. There's no basement in a dorm. This is a fully functional.
Yeah. This is it, man. This is it. We got a live music room, which is phenomenal. It's one of the places, if you're friends with me on Facebook with Musicians Wanted, I got pictures of it all over the place with bands that are there, on Twitter, at Local Music Radio. And you can see pictures of folks that are here in the record library and in the live music room. And it's something that you just don't get, even at some commercial radio stations that I've been in. And the only reason we have it is because of really pledges of folks, you know, giving a couple bucks here and there, and also donating their time and their hard-earned cash to say, you know, can't put it any other way, to keep this station going. And you can do that yourself. So give us a buzz at 813-238-8001. We did have another web pledge. John Close donated $20 through the web. And I do appreciate that, my friend. That is a pledge to this station, and it goes to the nonprofit cause. We do have some swag for you. The one thing that I'm really excited about is if you donate or pledge, I should say, $100. So that's either a one-time pledge of $100, or you can join the circle of friends for, we'll just round it up, say $10 a month, and that'll be a $120 pledge. We have next Saturday, this coming Saturday, Cracker and Drop and Pickup. If you've never heard Drop and Pickup, they're a local band here. They've played on this show a couple times, and they're going to be at Skipper Smokehouse. So Saturday, October 8th, and a pledge of $100, Circle of Friends pledge of $10, which is $10 a month, will get you tickets to that. So that'll get you tickets to that. So, you know, it's not something for nothing. There's all kinds of swag on the website, but that one thing I'm really excited about. I'll be there that Saturday, and you should be there too. It's going to be a blast. So, yeah, so do that, man. What are we going to hear next?
All right. Well, with the first couple of years I was doing this, when I started One Trip Little, some of my friends and some people who were in the Redliners were confused by, they were like, so what are you going to be doing? Are you going to be doing like acoustic Redliner songs? And I was like, no, it's totally, everything's totally new. Everything's totally different. And I didn't work any Redliner songs into my sets at all for like the first couple of years. But then when I was in Cuba, and you know, they didn't know what I was saying anyway, and I was just trying to get them with like the energy of the song.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, maybe it's okay to do this. You know, like lately I've been doing an old Redliner song called Everybody Looks Better at Night, and I'm gonna give that a shot.
Take it away, dude.
Well, I'm a handsome young man, I don't give a damn if I look or talk like I do. Like an old rock song, the king, cool song that I might well help you to. If you're haunted by dead, your hands are stained red, your weather's been a naughty and nice. I take them all in and then begin, yes sir, and I'll have a slice. Stumble along, we'll trip, I fall some, I'm lucky to be seen in flight. Hope it don't seem, it'll care if you believe, but it'll ever look there at night. Direction for a purpose, please, I don't curse it, cause the wire is absent hope. Working at jobs, a slipper and night, black climb up a burning rope. Some hate to admit, some hats don't fit, but this one feels alright. I'm ever loose by nature, natural creature, and everything looks better at night. Stumble along with chip for some, I'm lucky to be seen in flight. Hope I don't seem to care if you believe, but and look bare at night. Feel the attack while I bust my back, I punch in and punch out. I'm ever low on the pole, but I'm full of snow. Make me wanna cut it out. On my back you sit, but you don't fit. I just may turn and bite. I'm ever loose and easy, but if you squeeze me, I sure as hell set you right. Stumble along with chip and fall some. I'm lucky to be seen in flight. Hope I don't seem to care if you bleed, but it looks better at night.
I see how that is totally different.
Totally different.
Totally different than what we've heard. First of all, the first two songs, that's an old Redliner song.
Yeah.
That you did.
I've been playing it lately, you know, and it's been fun, so I think I'm going to keep doing it.
Yeah, it's cool. I love the feel. I love the mood change, you know. I think it mixes it up. So that's Everybody Looks Better at Night. Now, did you write that, or is that like a band effort?
I wrote that.
Okay. So that's you. I want to talk about the writing process,
sure,
with you for a second, and also adjustments. So with that, I don't imagine that was written for the acoustic.
I mean, that's my starting point for everything, but I wrote it with a definitely. So it began there, but it was always intended to be electric.
Okay. So when you do this now, like here on the show, or I imagine when you play it out, you know, when you're touring around promoting the Cheap Bibles album, how did you adjust it? Was it hard to adjust?
I had this,
first of all, it's just you,
right?
And then it's acoustic.
Yeah, there used to be like a big solo in it that I had to rework into a bridge because it just destroys the cadence or the just disrupts the It just halts the song if I go into this, if I go into the solo the way I used to. So I turn it into a bridge so I can keep it going, keep things moving.
Okay. Okay. And then did that kind of, after you did that, did it just kind of flow by itself?
Yeah. And it, other than that, it's pretty much the same as it was. I'm thinking lately that maybe the next album I'll do, I'll there's zero electric guitars on Cheap Bibles, but I'm thinking the next one I might just put a little more in it. Nothing heavy, but just something to make it a little different. I don't want to do like the same album twice in a row.
Totally, man. I got you with that. Sure, for sure. So it's talking about the writing process. With respect to when you write, mm-hmm. right? First of all, when did you get the bug? You know, I'm always curious about that because it takes a lot, right? I would imagine it does. I can't do it, right? I've always thought it'd be cool to sit down and write songs. But, you know, if I'm honest with myself, I've never put the effort into it to not only learn how to do it, but just kind of make it my own process and get into that. So what was it for you way back in the day that made you say, you know what, I can do this. I want to put the time. I can sit down. I can write a song. Was it a particular artist, or was it just the passion for music?
It was always there. I started playing guitar when I was 9 with the intention of doing it for the rest of my life.
Really?
And I started writing. They weren't good songs, but I started writing songs about that same time, or writing lyrics at least. And they're awful. They're just totally awful. But it got me. You started on the craft of it, of starting to understand, like, you know, stanzas and, you know, off rhymes and, you know, just matching syllables. You're getting the fit and the specific rhythms.
Yeah.
And eventually I actually had something to say. And then, so the songs got a little better. I was always interested in being in a band. I was always interested in starting bands or joining bands. I was never interested in covering songs. And that was what I originally ran into when I was in middle school and high school, is that everyone wanted to, you know, I'd get asked into a band and I'd show up and they'd just want to do Nirvana songs. And I'm like, it's just three chords. Can't we just make up our own three chords and do our own songs? And no one ever wanted to do it. So it wasn't until I was like late in high school that I was able to get some guys together that had no interest at all in covering music and just writing. We just started hashing it out. And I had, at that point, I had like notebooks full of stuff. Again, not good. Not all of it was good, but there were a couple decent ones in there for, you know, being that age. And I've just kind of always kept up that pace. I write a lot. I've always kept a journal. I've got shelves of them from going back from when I was a kid. So
yeah.
I don't write every day, but I will, you know, if I go 3 months without writing, I'll go 6 months and write every day.
Okay. So it doesn't necessarily have to be something that you're constantly doing.
Right. Yeah.
But it's definitely something. I guess it is. It is something, because you said with the journal and all that stuff and the aspect. I mean, I guess it's always in the back of your mind.
Well, it's good to, it's good, even if you don't have anything to write about, it's good to sit down and just try and get something out or something down on paper. If you're trying to get into, if you want to loosen the gears a little bit,
yeah.
You know, but as far as songwriting goes, I've learned not to force it, because if I really try to push a song out, then it usually isn't that great. But
right.
if I let the subject material come to me, then I can usually within a couple days have a decent song done with it.
Yeah, yeah. So a couple days. That's awesome. That's cool. I imagine it would take me like 5 years to write a song. But hey, if you're just now tuning in, that is One Trip Little. He's sitting here with us tonight during the live music portion of this show. Stick around the second hour. We're also going to have another artist come on, and we're going to be talking with him as well during this Pledge Drive week, which you can get in on. It is 813-238-8001. You can also go on our website, which is WMNF.com. www.tampa88.5.org, and you can drop a little something in the tip jar. Like a few folks have just done, and I could not be more excited. This is fantastic. So we had a $20 pledge, and this was Philip Chamberlain set that in. $20 pledge to the show. So this goes to support Musicians Wanted. This goes to support WMNF, which is a community nonprofit radio station. He says, this is on behalf of the music project Green Light Cameras. Love the show, as always. Philip, you are, as always, the man. Thank you so much. He pledges every single drive, and he is awesome. We also had a $50 pledge come in. Let me make sure this isn't anonymous. No, it's not. We had a $50 pledge come in from Trevin Tarrington, I believe that is. So he pledged a support of $50 to the show. This is great, guys. I really love this. First of all, you're utilizing the website, which is what it's there for, WMNF.org. There's a tip jar there for the show. And Trevin, buddy, thank you so much. This is fantastic. So it's $50 pledge to this show, to WMNF. And what it does is it goes to support really everything that we do. So all the live shows that we put on at Skippers, all the live shows that we put on here at the station, stuff that we do, No More Tropical Heat Wave, may it rest in peace. But well, for now anyway. But yeah, it goes to support all that stuff. And if you've ever been to the station, all our boards, digital boards, we have the live music room in the back with all kinds of snakes, all kinds of mics, all kinds of monitors, headphones, and stuff that we can do back there. ISO booth, we have a piano back there that people can play when they come in to play live. And all this stuff is because of these donations. As you can see, it doesn't have to be huge. I mean, $20. $50. We had someone come in and donate $10. You know, that's all it is. We had a Circle of Friends donation at the top of the hour for $10 a month, which is a $120 pledge to the show. And that's all it takes. It's these little bits of it that go towards the station and kind of chip away at that big budget that we have to hit every year. So thank you so much, guys, for doing it. Keep it up. We still need some stuff coming in. We go until 1 o'clock until we turn it over to Psycho Realms. So I do want to say keep up this momentum. I'm excited. It's awesome. 813-238-8001 or online at WMNF.org. Can we do another one?
Yeah,
love to. Can we do another one? Awesome. What are we going to hear next?
Okay, let's see. This was, I believe this is what I would consider the first One Trip Little song. It was the first song that I didn't want to compromise and readjust to fit a different style than which it was written in. It's a storytelling song. It's called The Mightiest Man on the Mountain.
Okay, 14 buckets, they teeth the pail. Track through the mud, not leave a trail. He sees the sun with the sky would hail. Push 20 caliber, that sweater is brown. Now eat your arms, carry half a cow. None greater than the mighty, and now the one would curtsy and give him a bow. He's the mightiest man in the mountain, long and lean and mean. Like pennies into a fountain, fell the beauty queen. Fell into a well and couldn't climb out. There ain't no neighbors to hear him shout. So he kicked out a brick and dug through the dirt and came out on a bought a new shirt. That's up at time here. Sorry, I ain't no time to phone. Drank a bottle of coffee, went to bed. Rolled to a twist and slept like the dead. One, two, oh, a little has a tale to tell. People of joy, they tell it well. The mightiest man in the mountain, long and lean and mean. It turns into a fountain, fell the beauty queen. Started abusing a perfect float, so skin 20 foxes and made her coat. Through the shoulder and his search, and then they married in home. So church ate 14 girls and 16 boys, made 16 husbands and 28 wives. And that's how seeds are sown. Said the mightiest man that's ever been known. One, two, one, oh, little has a tale to tell. The people of Troy, they tell it well. The mightiest man on a mountain, long and lean and mean. It turns into a fountain, fell the beauty queen. Mightiest man on a mountain, long and lean and mean. It pains into a fountain, fell the beauty queen.
Nan Kin worked on his land, not that he'd ever need a hand. They would come and they would go, and he taught them all that they would know. And some are cops and some are crooks, some teach class and some write books, some sing cards and some sing dope, and some end up by the end of a rope. One, two! Old Golden Little has a tale to tell. People love joy, they tell it well. The mighty man on the mountain, long and lean and mean, with pennies into a fountain, fell the beauty queen. Mightiest man on the mountain, long and lean and mean, with pennies into a fountain, fell the beauty queen.
That's cool, man.
Live music, everybody. Got a little froggy there in the middle.
It's all good. It's all good. Hey, if you're just now tuning in, that is One Trip Little. The song we just heard was The Mightiest Man on the Mountain. I'm going to talk about that in just a second. But before we do, I do want to mention that a lot of folks listen to this show in the archives, because if you're missing this, first of all, Justin's doing a kick-ass job coming to you tonight with some live music. It's great. We've heard The Mightiest Man on the Mountain, Everybody Looks Better at Night, You Win Some, You Lose Some, You're Lonesome. I can say that five times fast, seriously. And Her Eyes May Be Blue. But if you're missing that and you're listening to it, you can go online to WMNF.org and you can listen to the archives. This show is basically on demand for the next 7 days. So you can rewind, fast forward in the archives at WMNF.org. And while you're there, it's not too late to donate. It's not too late to pledge at the tip jar. We're going to be going all week with this nonprofit cause. And if you do that, it'll still go towards this show. If you hit up this show on Musicians Wanted and hit up the tip jar, it'll go towards our goal, which is the $700 goal. It'll go towards the pledge drive and the station. It's good stuff. All right. So that particular tune, we're all over the place, man. We're all over the place tonight. We had Everybody Looks Better at Night, which is an old tune, mm-hmm. right? And you said this one was the first one you wrote that kind of, did it inspire you to do this album? Or did it inspire you to go like on your own for a bit?
It was the first one that I wrote that I was like, this is definitely not a Redliner song, and this is definitely not a Dead Pope song, and this is definitely something that I would like to do live and I'd like to record. And if I'm going to do that, then I should write some more stuff that doesn't fit those other two projects. And,
yeah.
So it was kind of a jumping off point. And I wanted to do a lot of storytelling songs, which I hadn't done a whole lot of before. And I wanted to do, I recorded Do Lord, which is a hymn, which I've definitely never done a hymn before. And I just wanted to do some completely different things. There's some stuff that was outside of my comfort zone.
Yeah. Have you ever wrote like that, like in that storytelling style before?
No, I'd given it a shot a couple times and was never really able to make it gel, and it took me a long time to get that one down, and I didn't even get it right this time. But
no one's gonna know, right? Just call it a blues song, and it's all built in.
Yeah, it's The Mightiest Man on the Mountain. It's about my grandfather, because it was about when after he passed away, I was talking with one of his poker buddies, and he was telling me stories about how he was he's a butcher, and they said he was tremendously muscular in his youth, and they started telling stories about how they said he was the strongest man they knew. They said he could split a cow and carry a side of beef on each arm. And they said that one time during a poker game, they passed around a nail, and everybody was trying to bend it with their thumb, and he was the only one that he bent the nail with his thumb. And so I started thinking about, like, wouldn't it be cool to make up a whole bunch of tall tales about him, and that'll be the memory that lives on. It's like he was a Paul Bunyan type.
Yeah, I was about to say that. It sounds like, yeah, exactly. That sounds like one of them old school, you know, legendary type tales that just kind of grow and grow and grow. That's cool, man. First of all, I think that's awesome you're able to honor him that way, you know, in that sort of fashion. And then, you know, just kudos to the talent to be able to do that, because, all the songs tonight are sounding fantastic.
Thank you very much.
So, yeah, it's my pleasure. And, yeah, dude, if you want to find out more, go to his website, which is onetriplittle.com. You can find out where he's playing next. Unfortunately, nowhere around here. But if you follow him, right, how cool would that be?
Like, yeah.
Hey, I drove all the way up to Tampa.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. And I'll be back. I'll be playing in around town soon enough. Something always pops up and it's pretty consistent.
Yeah, of course. Of course. So what's the next city that you're it's a couple weeks from now?
Pittsburgh.
Okay. So Pittsburgh is where Justin will be as One Trip a Little next. And then, he'll be doing that thing, coming back down here. And then hopefully we'll see him late October, maybe around town somewhere.
Yeah. I'll put it together.
Yeah, man, it'll be fantastic. But it was just an absolute pleasure to have you here. Thank you so much for bringing in the album.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate
that. Thank you very
much
for having me. I love doing stuff like this. This is great, and I've always wanted to visit the station, so this was a good opportunity.
Yeah, oh, my pleasure, man. So Cheap Bibles is the name of the album, and it's on his website, onetriplittle.com. How'd you come up with that title?
One Trip Little?
No, well, Cheap Bibles.
Cheap Bibles? I was when I started toying around with the idea of working some hymns into the set, I was joking around with my buddy, saying that in order to really throw some confusion in people's way, since they were already confused with what I was, with the whole project to begin with, scenes where it came from,
right.
And that I would put out a box of Bibles on my merch table to sell, and would just put a label up there that says Cheap Bibles, and t-shirts, buttons, shot glasses,
yeah.
CDs, records, and Cheap Bibles, and then it just kind of stuck with me, just like it's pleasing to say,
yeah,
Cheap Bibles, yeah. You know,
it just rolls off the tongue,
yeah. I like saying it, so I stuck with it, and then it's not good radio to talk about the album art, but the album art was done by Valiant himself, who's a singer of the band Valiant Thor, who's a friend of mine from a long time back.
Yeah.
And I was really happy that he was able to interest enough.
Yeah. No, it's really cool. And it should pique some interest of folks to actually check it out. The album art is actually really neat on there. And you can see it on the website, which is the onetriplittle.com. But yeah, man, the music sounds great. I mean, the solo project that you're doing, I want you to come back, once you've have some more miles under your belt, and we'll get some other songs on here. Not during a pledge drive, so we can do the full-fledged stuff. But it sounds fantastic, and thank you so much for coming out tonight.
Thank you. Yeah, next time we'll get Gary in here, and we'll get the bass thump.
Yeah, the upright. That'd be cool. We can do that in here. We're doing the live music room. What the hell?
Yeah.
But if you're just now tuning in, this is WMNF Tampa, 88.5 FM, Community Conscious Radio. Musicians Wanted is the show. I'm your host, Ryan. And we had One Trip Little sitting here with us during the first hour of the show. And we got Ben. He's in here. He's going to be joining us during the second hour of the show under the project Morana's Breath. And we're going to be doing some stuff with him. A little bit different mode, though. It's going to be a little bit more of electronic sound. So stick around for that. We are in the midst of our pledge drive. So we need your support. We need your help. And we need your pledges, most importantly. You can do that by giving us a call at 813-238-8001. You can also go online, like the kids like to do, at WMNF.org. And you can pledge on the tip jar. I am going to, I've been set up. I'm going to play some CDs here of these are folks, these are bands that are in and around town that you can see. And for a pledge of $100, which is a one-time pledge of $100, or you can actually do a Circle of Friends pledge for $10 a month if you want to be so proud to do that. What that'll do is that'll get you tickets to the Cracker and Drop and Pickup show at Skipper's Smokehouse this Saturday. If you're not familiar with Drop and Pickup, well, then shame on you. You should be, because I played them all the time here and they've been on the show. So I'm going to play them now. This is from their new album called Compunction, recorded right here in the Bay Area. And they're doing a tour right now. They might actually be finishing it up. And they're definitely going to be at Skipper's on Saturday. So for a pledge of $100, or if you want to join the Circle of Friends for $10 a month, you can get tickets to that show, Cracker, and Drop and Pickup at Skipper's. So this is a song called Compunction off of their new album. And when we come out of that, we're going to hear from the Hummingbirds. We're going to hear from Tides of Man, and then we'll come back in with Morana's Breath. But dude, thank you so much for coming out.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure, Diddy. My pleasure, buddy. It's late. But yeah, while we're doing that, give us a call, 813-238-8001. We need your help. Go online, wmnf.org. And just like Ryan did, Ryan Smiley, $10 pledge to the show. That's all we need, guys. If everyone did that, that would be fantastic. If everyone listening right now just did a $10 pledge, that's all we would need. So, Ryan, thank you so much for doing that. I am actually very excited with the momentum that we've had going on tonight. It's very hard, especially on a Sunday night, to build momentum for any type of pledges, you know, to community radio. And you guys are just kicking ass and taking names. So kudos to y'all. Please keep it up at the website and give us a call, 813-238-8001. This is Compunction by Drop and Pickup.